I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's conference call with the Wishing Sphere. We're going to be going a lot deeper than the video instructions on how to use it. I'll be teaching you some tips and tricks you have not seen before on connecting and bringing things faster into fruition. So, like I always like to do, I always like to kick off the conference call or any show I do with a water blessing. So I'd like everyone to take out a glass of water. I'd like you to raise your left hand over it about 3 inches and spread your fingers. And in a second, you'll start to feel the energy run down through your hand. Energy that's in physical form or non-physical form will do absolutely anything for you, as long as you acknowledge its existence. Once you start to feel the energy run down through your hand, put your attention on the water, and out loud repeat those 8 magical words. I honor the space in which you exist. You'll start to feel an increase in energy through your hand that can come in the form of heat, pinpricklies, tingling, or straight up lightning bolt. Go ahead and drink as much as you want. Notice the taste and the texture. And notice where it's moving in your body energetically. So again, I'd like to personally thank everyone for purchasing a Wishing Sphere. It is a absolutely amazing piece of technology that was brought into fruition earlier this year. And, you know, the way things work is you have to go through the crucible of learning. I've had many, many conversations with masters that are not in physical form. And it's never a earthbound conversation that you would have with another person. It's always set in imagery and, you know, walking and following the breadcrumbs. And on that path, and only in that path, you really earn the respect and learn the knowledge to be able to bring, you know, products and services like the Wishing Sphere into fruition. And it is the pinnacle of the technology today when it comes to, you know, bringing things into your life that you really, really enjoy. And that all starts with the connection process. Okay, everything I create, everything I touch, everything I set my attention on has consciousness behind it. Okay, your wishing sphere has a consciousness, and it is childlike. And connecting with the consciousness behind the product is paramount to bringing in, the power in the level that these devices play at. And it's very simple. It's just like, hey, hi-fi, what's up? It's really that easy, because as humans, we just love to overcomplicate everything. And when you start to communicate with that conscious creation behind the product, what you're going to find is it's childlike, and you are the mother. And as a mother, you need to nurture this consciousness. And as you do, the first response that comes back are always waves of vibration. You'll feel them in different parts of your body. And those vibrations will very, very quickly turn to human language. And that is really when it's game on, because then you can start adjusting how the Wishing Sphere works. It's not important to do that. It'll work as advertised without that. But this is just a deeper, deeper level of understanding of how to really push the technology. Now, I've received dozens of emails about activation, okay, and the processes by which bringing, you know, your wishes into fruition. And you have to first look at the product. The product is a masterpiece in design, okay? It has several energetic channels that allow earth energy to flow through it freely. On the bottom, on the sides going around, are 4 of the I Ams, okay? I am love, I am source, I am energy, and I am presence. And I use those four in a lot of products. I use them in the Terra Resonator lines, both Generation 1 and Generation 2. And, you know, they're there. They are placed at 45 degrees apart from each other for a total, I'm sorry, at 90 degrees apart from each other for a total of 360, okay? And the placement of them is absolutely perfect. And then right above them, you're going to notice four new symbols which don't have names but actually work in parallel with the IAMs, okay? And those four symbols are to help activate your wish, okay? And then, of course, the power source for all of this is a beautiful piece of moldavite. Moldavite is the most, it generates the highest frequency out of any stone in existence. You know, there's two schools of thought. One, it's found in nature, and the other, that it, you know, came to Earth millions and millions of years ago on the asteroid. And oddly enough, moldavite is only found in two places in the world. One, the Czech Republic, and that's where I get mine from. And there's another place, I believe, in Austria. And interesting enough, 90%, and this blew my mind when I heard this statistic, 90% of all of the moldavite on the market today is glass. And, you know, the first product that I created was the, back in, I think, late 2017, early 2018, was the original Terra Resonator midline. And, you know, I was just led, like I'm led everything else, to get a partner in the U.S. that has a contact at one of the mines in the Czech Republic to get the purest form of moldavite. Now, the second stone that's in there are rubies. And again, these were introduced in the second line of Terra Resonators. And the rubies, you know, these are uncut rubies from India. And you have to understand the complexities of the wishing sphere, okay? I get this product, and I put every one of these together, okay? So the moldavite comes from the Czech Republic. The bases and the boxes come from the Netherlands. The spheres come through a U.S. channel. So it's a very tightly choreographed balance, okay? And I have, you know, 1,000 pieces of moldavite and 4,000 rubies and all these spheres and these bases and these boxes are all clamoring to me to put them together in the best symphony that you can. I am, you know, the maestro. These are the symphony pieces, and each one is hand put together by me. I allow no one else to touch these except for myself. When they're sealed by me. And what you, each piece that comes with the wishing sphere is perfectly balanced. Believe me, it's maddening. I spend 18 hours a day, some days, putting these things together. And when you're around this much energy, believe me, I need to get out of my, I'm out of my head most of the day, but I got to get grounded, so I get out and go hiking or whatever. But I just want you to understand that these like aren't mass-produced. They're hand-put together by me, delivered to you. And the pieces that you get are absolutely perfect and will work as advertised every single time. So the moldavite, the rubies, the base, okay? When you look at the base has so many things going on with it. And it's designed to attract that earth energy, to be brought up through the channels. The rubies will help define the scope of the field, and the moldavite is the energetic engine that pushes all that energy up into a laser-engraved flower of life. And the flower of life is the, you know, it's the holy grail of alchemy. It encompasses so many things. And Darius said this, I've said this numerous times, and people have commented that when they're looking at the sphere at different angles, it will glow different colors. It's absolutely mind-boggling. When the light catches it just perfectly, it just glows, and it's absolutely amazing looking. So activation is really, really simple. You just cup your hands around the base. You don't touch the base, and your hands actually don't touch. You make like a circle, and each hand is almost like a half circle, but you never touch. And you just put your attention on the flower of life, and you very simply say out loud, I honor the space in which you exist, and that activates the wishing sphere. Now, because we all know what positive karma is, I implore people and push people to make as many wishes as they want for anyone else. And that will bring positive karma back onto you. Okay, very, very important to understand. And once that positive karma reaches you, it opens up a whole nother level of wishing for yourself. And in the very act of wishing for others, you are setting precedence. You are spreading more love and light in the world. And you are bringing, you know, for each wish you make, you're bringing a thousandfold karma back onto you. And some of it could be subtle, and some of it could be, you know, straight up, like, wow. And for those of you that can see the energy, you'll see it flowing back into you. So what I want to do now is I just want to connect people on a much deeper level with their wishing spheres, okay? And to do that, I just want everyone to put their wishing sphere. And again, if you don't have one, folks, it's okay. You can just do this in your head. Your wishing sphere is on the way. You are already connected with it, okay? And that's important to understand. You're already connected with it. It has been put together by me and sent to you via the USPS. It's already on its way. You just have to connect with it. And to do that is you just close your eyes and you put your attention out into the ethers, and it will just lock onto you. And in your mind's eye, and again, if you have one physically, just go ahead and cup your hands around the wishing sphere. Put your attention on the flower of life and repeat these 8 magical words. I honor the space in which you exist. I'm just going to wait a couple minutes for it to really start to activate. Now, one important fact here, folks, and this is very, very important. Once your wishing sphere binds to you, okay, only you can make wishes on it. This is really, really important. You can make as many wishes for other people as you want that ask you to make them for them, but you cannot have other people make wishes on your wishing sphere. Super, super important. It's not that it's a bad thing, but as the consciousness behind the product starts to grow and learn from you, you are the mother, okay? And you should treat the wishing sphere as such. So it's very, very important. Once it binds to you, and that's very simply done by activating it the first time, that you don't allow other people to make wishes on it. When it's bound to you, it's bound until you unbind it simply by putting the attention of unbinding and repeating those 8 magical words. So, again, now that we've activated it, I want everyone to just kind of feel the energy flowing. You can go ahead and put your hands down and just close your eyes and sit back and feel the energy from the flower of life just starting to flow to you. If you've seen the flower of life change colors, just allow that to flow into you. going to do is I'm going to take the binding to a whole nother level now, which will increase the output of your wishing sphere. Now, in a few seconds, you're going to start to notice light emulating and drifting off of the flower of life, almost like a fog. And the light can be any color. Your bodies might start to warm up a little bit, that's fine. You might get tingling. But in your mind's eye, watch the light flow off of the flower of life like fog, just drifting out of it. The energy is now starting to pick up. And as that light, which is now fog, is starting to increase, I want you to take 3 deep breaths through your mouth, exhaling through your nose. And when you're breathing in the essence of the flower of life. That is the power of your personalized wishing sphere. Just in your mind's eye, you take in a deep breath through your mouth, allow that fog to just come in. When you're exhaling all the garbage that needs to go through your nose 3 times. Now notice where the energy from the flower of life is moving inside of your body. Again, I'd like you to put your attention back on the flower of life, and just like you would talk to somebody you just met for the first time, allow that conversation to start. And notice the vibration of the conversation that ensues. that is ground zero for maximizing wishes that you put into and ask the flower life. Now, you know, as we were growing up as kids, right, we saw cartoons on Aladdin's lamp. You know, I mentioned Zoltar during one of the shows, some old, you know, nickel arcade thing where there's a mystic or genie or whatever behind the glass, and, you know, you make a wish and he pops out a card for you. But in the modern day, you know, what did you think something like Aladdin's lamp would look like? You know what I mean? So think about it. And, you know, I've had 20 years of designing products and services, that the stuff that science fiction books are written about. And, you know, when you push the envelope as much as I have, you're given design. What your wishing sphere is just that. It is the modern day Aladdin's lamp, except you have unlimited wishes, okay? And it's the, to date, it's the easiest way to help bring things into fruition at that level. Now, just because you make a wish for something, let me rephrase that. Every wish you make will happen. It's sometimes out of context or out of time, or it can also be very, very subtle, or it can be a full-on experience where it just happens right out of the gate. And you have to be open and perceptive to everything that's happening in your reality, okay? The wishing sphere is very, very different from the Terror Resonator line. The Terror Resonator lines, you know, do many, many things, and a byproduct of those was manifestation, which required you to know in your head exactly what you wanted and to write it down, thereby bringing it into fruition. The wishing sphere is much, much different. It allows things to come into fruition simply by and assertively by stating and wishing what you want, okay, knowing and having a clue what you want. But it's really kind of hard to explain, because once you experience it, you get it. Okay, so I'm using words in human language to convey what the wishing sphere can do. But those simple instructions pale in comparison to the power of that genie in the sphere, that Aladdin's lamp, that Zoltar. Okay, you have the very power of creation at your fingertips. Wield it wisely. With great respect comes, you know, great returns, great results. And when you use it to help spread more love and light in the world, and ultimately that's what we're all here to do, it in turn will bestow upon you that positive karma to allow yourself to make wishes for yourself that are just amazing. I mean, I have so much fun, you know, obviously designing and pushing these out into the world, but then again, you know, when I'm in my place of power using it, the same way I am pushing this information to you and working very diligently at having you understand what you really, really have at your fingertips. You have universal energy, universal power to create, change things in the world. Now, if a wish doesn't come into fruition, there's a lot of things behind the scenes that would stop it from working. And typically, the number one is because something in you have to experience. And if you wished for something that would disrupt that experience, then the wishing sphere just gets completely overwritten. Now, going forward, you know, as the technology develops, I'll be doing more videos around best case scenarios and usages for the wishing spheres. And of course, as I get feedback from all of you, on what's working and what's not working, we can tweak designs and best practices to help, again, maximize your wishing sphere and what it is bringing into the world for you. One thing that drives me beyond anything to help, you know, create even wilder products, and trust me, folks, we've got 3 more product launches this year and a whole line of stuff for next year, so there's more mind-blowing stuff on the way, are testimonials. Testimonials do a lot of things. One, they drive my creative engine to go faster and furious down that rabbit hole out into the universe and to bring back these types of creations for you and knowing that they're benefiting you like nothing before. And two, it also helps other people understand through your own words the power of what you're using. And of course, you can just go to themoderndaymystic.com/testimonials and leave that when you feel inspired to do so. That I love. So we're going to wrap up this conference call now. And I just, you know, again, as we move forward through the year, I will again be doing more videos with tips and tricks to help all of you to help get more out of your wishing spheres. Thanks, folks. Have a beautiful evening.